You mentioned the randomized discontinuation study. Can you talk a little bit more about that and also the design, because it's kind of a different type of trial?
Yeah, it's an interesting design. And this is something that's probably more accepted in renal cell treatment than it is in other tumors. But the concept is that these drugs are not necessarily going to produce complete or partial responses, but they're going to delay tumor growth. And therefore, what we're going to see is delay in progression. So progression-free survival becomes a really important endpoint. And even, you know, obviously survival is the ultimate endpoint, but the surrogate is going to be progression-free survival. And so if we're not going to see responses, then we have to be able to see whether the drug is actually doing something or whether it's the natural history of the disease. So in the randomized discontinuation trial, what they did was everybody on study received the drug, sorafenib, for 12 weeks. They all got treated. Then if they had 25% shrinkage by RECIST, then that was seen as some evidence of response. They were continued on treatment. If they had 25% growth, then they were taken off treatment. But at 12 weeks, if they were somewhere in the middle, you know, not growth, not shrinkage, but somewhere in the middle, they were randomized to placebo or to continue sorafenib. And then they went another 12 weeks for another assessment. And at the end of 24 weeks, there was double the number of patients on sorafenib who had not progressed compared to the placebo. So that demonstrated that taking the drug did something, and continuing the drug did something, and stopping the drug, there was continued growth of the tumor. So it showed this ability to inhibit progression. And so that was the basis for the randomized placebo-controlled trial.
And where is that, right? Or the randomized against placebo, correct? Can you talk a little bit about that study?
So that's the TARGETS trial. The data that I just mentioned with the randomized discontinuation was for renal cell. That was all renal cell, and that was the biggest signal. So then there has been an international study of sorafenib versus placebo in second line patients who have had cytokines and progressed metastatic renal cell cancer. And that study also has shown a significant improvement in progression-free survival. The difficulty is that once the progression-free survival was observed, it was felt to be unethical to continue the trial with a placebo, and so the patients were unblinded and placebo patients were allowed to get onto the active drug. And so that may confound survival, but as we saw in some of the studies today, in fact, Dr. Escudier in France has looked at his patients who crossed over, and he can already demonstrate that they have benefited from adding the drug back, from starting sorafenib even after having progressed on the placebo. So it's pretty clear that we're going to see continued benefit in both arms of that study.
What do you know about responses to one TKI after treatment with the other?
It's pretty much anecdotal at this point. Everybody's trying it out to see what happens, and I think, again, it's going to depend on where the patient is at the time that they progress. If they're really getting sick from their disease, you know, that may not be possible. But there are people who are in pretty good shape that have radiographic evidence of progression that have been switched over to the other drug, either direction, you know, Sutent to sorafenib, sorafenib to Sutent, sorafenib to Aguron, and we're seeing responses. So, you know, you would intuitively say, well, if they progress through one, they must be resistant. But it's pretty clear that is not the case, at least not in all circumstances.